One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
So I wanted to send in a story. Goes back to my childhood. My mom married my stepdad when I was about 5 years old, I think. And we moved into his family's home, which he had inherited. It wasn't an older home. I mean, it was small, but it probably dated back to, the early 1900s, probably. It was very close to a railroad track. I mean, within, maybe half a mile, maybe less. Myself being, I was probably 5, 6 years old, like I said. I didn't, understand about the paranormal or anything like that. I remember one thing very vividly about this house. There was one night that we were in bed. It was only a two-bedroom house, like I said, very small. So my mom, myself, and my stepdad, we slept in a bed together. And then my aunt, who was my mother's sister, she had the other bedroom. She lived with us. And so this one night, I just remember being woken up by my mother like screaming horribly loud. She was just freaking out. And we had a sliding glass, like door, out to a porch or a balcony, whatever. And I remember when I heard her screaming, when I woke up, I saw this giant, like, spotlight, on this, the curtain for this sliding glass door. You know, being half asleep, I didn't realize or understand what was going on at the time. It was just, it was like if someone shone like a little spotlight, perfect circle on this curtain that went out to our deck, you know, on our sliding glass door. I just remember her screaming and freaking out, and I woke up, and I can't remember much after that. I don't know if it scared me so bad out or what, but I don't remember what else happened after that. But that's not the only incident I had in the house. Another time, I was sitting in the living room, and I was watching Bambi on the TV. And I remember my mom saying, I think she said it was like, you know, it's time for dinner, let's come eat or whatever. I don't remember, but somehow it came to our attention that I was watching Bambi and the TV was not plugged in. I, you know, that's absolutely not possible, no matter what. Electrical surge, nothing, that's not possible. And also, another kind of myth, legend, I don't know what you call it, with the house. Like I said, it was built in the early 1900s. My stepdad always told me that back in the, I think it was 20s, 30s maybe, again, we were close to a railroad track. I mean, less than a mile. I mean, you could hear it every night. He told me that there was one of his ancestors that used to live in a house. Their daughter was killed on the railroad tracks. He said that she haunted the house, which, you know, I was young. I never paid attention. I was just like, okay, you know, because I didn't understand about paranormal or anything like that. That was his story. But there was this one time where we were renovating the house, and we had these, like, bars, counters that separated the living room from the kitchen. And my mom and my stepdad wanted to renovate, so they were tearing these down. And inside one of the bars, they found a very old picture of a little girl who looked like, you know, it could have been from, like, 20s, 30s. It was black and white, you know, very somber. I don't know why, like I said, because I was still very young. They decided to burn the picture for some reason. And I won't ever forget this because, you know, we had the old country sink, you know, where, I mean, nothing could hurt the sink. I mean, it was just, I guess it was aluminum. I don't know. Anyway, they wanted to burn this picture. They tried to burn it, and the picture would not burn. No matter what they tried, this picture would not burn. I guess eventually they just, you know, threw it in the garbage. But I remember my last memory of the house was, we eventually moved out. My stepdad had a friend who was a shaman. He got the shaman to go to the house when we moved out and said, hey, you know, this is what happened to us. He said, if you can fix this before the other people move in, you know, that would be great. So this shaman came to the house, and he only made it onto the front porch until he said, I can't go any further. I cannot go into this house. And then at that point, I mean, I wasn't there. My mom and my stepdad were, but you could hear inside the house, once this shaman stepped on the porch, you could hear inside the house just all kind of shit just flying around. Like, we had a lot of things we hadn't got out of the house yet. I think there were some dishes, you know, in the cabinets. There were some, grocery bags, but we would keep them, like, beside the refrigerator. They were flying out. Plastic bags were flying out. We had some potted plants, and they flew and hit the front window, where the porch was, where the shaman was standing. I mean, you, from what my mom said, you could literally see this potted plant fly from whatever table it was sitting on to the front window and just smashed. And it didn't break the window, but it smashed. Once that, you know, shaman, when he walked off the porch, you know, he gathered with my mom and dad, and he said, I don't know what to tell you to do here. He said, it's very bad. He said, I would recommend that you tear this house down. So it was pretty bad. And then eventually my mom, my stepdad, they separated. And I didn't talk to my stepdad for, you know, a long time. Or just, I didn't keep in touch with him. Unfortunately, he's passed now from cancer. But I found out recently that the house has been torn down. So I don't know if that's from, you know, just because of what was going on in the house, or it's just whoever bought it wanted to build something new. Either way, I don't know. But that's the story. I hope you like it. As everybody says, keep doing what you're doing because you're awesome. Thanks so much.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today. Not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.